Chapter: A Royal Predicament. The Ponyville ponies had no choice but to wake the princesses and alert them of the recent events, even if it was the middle of the night. Not long after, an emergency meeting commenced in the throne room of the castle. Princess Cadence sat on her throne, Celestia and Luna flanking her. Celestia wore a solemn expression as she faced everyone in the room.
"Sunset shimmer," Celestia said, as soon as she'd heard the description of the thief. "A former student of mine."
Rarity and Rainbow Dash raised their eyebrows at each other. They'd never even heard of her.
"She began her studies with me not long before twilight," Celestia explained. "Twilight racked her brain and realized she did recall seeing the pony somewhere before.
I didn't really know her, but now I think I remember seeing her in Canterlot."
"Yes, you would have," Princess Celestia nodded. "She was one of my most ambitious students, but when she did not get what she wanted as quickly as she liked, she became cruel and dishonest."
Twilight stepped forward, eager to hear more about the mysterious unicorn-turned-thief. Celestia lowered her head in defeat.
"I tried to help her, but she eventually decided to abandon her studies and pursue her own path, one that has sadly led her to stealing your crown."
Twilight tried to imagine taking such a terrible path. She couldn't dream up any reason that would make her act like Sunset Shimmer had that evening. Spike stepped forward, grasping the fake crown in his claws.
"She replaced Twilight's crown with this one."
Princess Celestia inspected the imposter tiara. It was very similar to Twilight's indeed. Shaking her head, she turned to Twilight.
"I suppose Sunset Shimmer thought you wouldn't notice right away that this was not yours. And by the time you did, it would be too late to go after your crown and the element of harmony that adorns it."
Celestia sighed, clearly troubled by the situation at Hoof. Even after everything Celestia had explained, there were still so many questions that remained unanswered. The crown had disappeared into a mirror, and Sunset Shimmer had gone right in after it. That part made no sense at all.
"But I don't understand," Twilight piped up. "Where did she go? Where did she take the crown?"
Princess Luna and Princess Cadence, who had kept quiet through all this, exchanged a look of concern. They didn't say anything.
"You'll soon know more about this place than even I do," Celestia replied, looking dreamily off into the distance. Her mind was somewhere else, somewhere mysterious, somewhere that a golden unicorn and a missing crown probably were.
And Twilight had a sneaking suspicion that she was about to go there too. Twilight's stomach was a ball of nerves. First, she'd gotten herself so worked up about the Princess Summit, and now she was about to visit a strange, unknown place to retrieve her irreplaceable element of harmony. It was almost too much to handle. But Twilight tried to remain brave. Brave like Princess Luna, who was now trying to explain the mysterious magic mirror in the corner of the room where they'd last seen Sunset Shimmer. The ponies and Spike all gathered around Luna. The dark princess of the night looked especially regal in the moonlight. Her starry blue mane sparkled, and the dark midnight hue of her coat looked extra shiny.
"This is no ordinary mirror," she explained.
She pointed her hoof at the glass surface without touching it.
"It is a gateway to another world."
Everyone's eyes grew wide with intrigue, except for Pinkie Pie's. Pinkie's eyes had already been wide before Luna began speaking. Princess Luna looked directly at Twilight.
"It's a gateway that opens only once every 30 moons."
"Sparkly!" Pinkie Pie cooed.
She leaned in a little bit closer and reached her hoof out to try and touch the surface of the mirror.
Luna shook her head as a warning and Pinky pulled her hoof back, only slightly pouting at being stopped. Luna explained that the mirror was usually kept in Canterlot Castle, but had recently been brought to Princess Cadence in the Crystal Empire for safekeeping. Apparently, only a few nights before, Cadence had observed signs that the portal was opening again. Princess Celestia looked into the mirror with a trace of sadness in her eyes. Twilight had never seen her this way. Celestia looked as if she were learning a hard lesson, even though she was usually the one doing the teaching.
I had always hoped that Sunset Shimmer would someday use it to return, to come back to Equestria seeking my guidance. She lowered her head.
Twilight? Princess Cadence cut in. You must use the mirror to go into this other world and retrieve your crown. Without it, the other elements of harmony have no power, and Equestria is left without one of its most important means of defense. Cadence looked Twilight straight in the eye. Twilight nodded. She knew that Cadence was right. The elements of harmony had protected Equestria on more than one occasion. Without her crown, every pony back home in Ponyville and every pony else in the kingdom was left completely vulnerable. What if Queen Chrysalis somehow came back again, or King Sombra, or some pony even worse? It was a horrible thought. It was as if Princess Luna were reading Twilight's mind.
In her possession, your element of harmony will no doubt be used to bring harm to the inhabitants of the realm that Sunset Shimmer now calls home, explained Luna.
They will not have the power to defend themselves. Twilight didn't want to think about it too much, but she was starting to understand just how important her mission was to every pony. If the other princesses trusted her to do it, then there was no way she was going to let them down. Celestia stepped forward.
You must go at once.
The young princess swallowed hard and nodded in agreement. But before she could step any closer to the mirror, Rainbow Dash blocked her path.
Whoa, whoa, whoa,
Rainbow said, holding up her hooves in protest.
Strange new world. Crazy former student wants to use an element of harmony for evil.
Rainbow cocked her head to the side.
And you want to send her there alone?
Rainbow puffed up her chest and looked back to the Ponyville ponies for backup.
If she's going, we're going with her. Right, girls?
Applejack stepped up to meet her, nodding. Rarity, Pinkie Pie and Fluttershy joined in as well. The only pony who looked happy about it, though, was Pinkie. She grinned, inspecting the shimmery glass once more. Twilight felt a bit safer knowing her friends would be by her side.
I'm so nervous-sighted,
Pinkie said to Applejack, who must have been a little less thrilled with the idea of going through the portal.
You do know that's not a real word, right?
She retorted at the pink pony. But Pinky ignored the statement and continued to grin at the mirror.
I'm afraid I can't let you all go, Princess Celestia said to Rainbow Dash, who looked annoyed at being told what to do. It would upset the balance of this alternate world, making it impossible for Twilight to get the crown back from Sunset Shimmer.
Celestia turned to her faithful student.
This is something Princess Twilight must do alone.
It was time. Twilight knew that she had to leave now or risk losing her crown forever. She looked to each of her friends who had begun to gather around her.
It was going to be so scary to go to a new world without them.
You can do this, Twilight, encouraged Applejack, giving her a hug. You'll be back before you know it, added Fluttershy, giving a little smile.
Time is of the essence,
Princess Luna interrupted the goodbyes, eager to see Twilight off on her quest. She placed a bag on Twilight's back, presumably for hiding the crown once it was recovered from Sunset Shimmer. Luna's face was serious as she spoke.
Remember, on the third day, when the moon reaches its peak in the night sky, the gateway will close. Once it does, it will be another 30 moons before you will be able to use it to return.
Rainbow Dash and Rarity looked to each other in concern. 3 days wasn't much time at all.
Twilight nodded, taking it all in.
Just when Twilight was about to step through the swirling mirror, Princess Celestia gave one final warning.
Twilight, things will look very different where you are going. Even you will look different.
Twilight wondered if maybe her wings would disappear again, then brushed the thought away. She really had no idea what to expect of this new world. Wings were the least of her problems right now.
But if you use what you have learned here in Equestria, Celestia continued, I am sure you will prevail.
I'll do my best, Twilight replied sincerely. And with one final glance back at her friends, Twilight took a step through the filigreed arch of the shimmering frame.